I'm really sad, actually, because it'd be a horrible death, you know, dying from kidney failure, and such a shock.
Mm.
You go out for a nice afternoon in the forest and, you know, half your family's in hospital and two of them are dead. But it's not to be unexpected. I mean, people take risks.
Does this give mushrooms a bad name?
They've always been treated badly in terms of scientific research. You know, we call them the orphans in biodiversity. They're the bottom of the list for all sorts of things, all sorts of reasons.
The whole country is on alert after these deaths. Is that justified?
Well, if you're going to eat them, yes. I mean, I'm very, very anti people just going out into the bush and picking up fungi and eating them. You know, I don't like the idea of people thinking that they can just ravage the bush for a start, because in other parts of the world, this has proved to be quite disastrous for fungi. For example, in Madrid, I think about 2 million people go out in season each weekend to dig for truffles. Now, you can imagine what that's going to do to them as a species. So I don't really want to encourage that. And I think we don't live in a time where we need to do that. We're not in wartime. We're not we're not starving. A lot of the history of mycophagy in Europe was connected to people that were living in poverty.
So your suggestion would be, if you can't buy the mushrooms from the shop, leave them alone.
Leave them alone, exactly. Yeah. And the other thing is that unless you've got these things growing on your own property, you really are not allowed to go out and pick them up.
So what should we be wary of in our part of the world?
All of them, if you don't know what they are. That's the whole thing. And also, you often get people say, oh, I know what that is because I used to collect that with my grandfather, you know, back in Poland. Or it's the same as the thing in this book. And I look at their book and they're showing me a guide to fungi of Europe and the UK. I mean, our fungi haven't been described completely. As for their edibility, well, we haven't sort of tested them, have we? I'd just say keep away from all of them. I mean, you'll still get people going out and gathering under the pine trees.
Yeah, because, look, with my grandfather, I remember as a kid, and this is in Australia, picking mushrooms.
They would have been nice field mushrooms, wouldn't they?
Is there a rule to go by?
No, there's no rule at all, except that if you live next door to the horse paddock and you see them coming up every year, yes. I mean, I've eaten those too. They're lovely. But I wouldn't go out and just pick things out in the bush just to try. The thing about a lot of these is that the toxin doesn't work for maybe 10 days. So you might eat something and think you're okay, and then a week later your kidneys have packed it in and you